Harvard University, which celebrated its 350th anniversary in 1986, is the oldest institution of higher learning in the United States. Founded 16 years after the arrival of the Pilgrims at Plymouth, the university has grown from 9 students with a single master to an enrollment of more than 18,000 degree candidates, including undergraduates and students in 10 graduate and professional schools. An additional 13,000 students are enrolled in one or more courses at the Harvard Extension School. Over 14,000 people work at Harvard, including more than 2,000 faculty. There are more than 7,000 faculty appointments in an affiliated teaching hospitals. 6 presidents of the United States, John Adams, John Quincy Adams, Theodore and Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Rutherford B. Hayes, and John Fitzgerald Kennedy, were graduates of Harvard. Its faculty have produced 34 Nobel laureates. Harvard College was established in 1636 by vote of the Great and General Court of Massachusetts Bay Colony, and was named for its first benefactor, John Harvard of Charleston, a young minister who, upon his death in 1638, left his library and half his estate to the new institution. During its early years, the college offered a classic academic course based on the English university model, but consistent with the prevailing Puritan philosophy of the first colonists. Although many of its early graduates became ministers in Puritan congregations throughout New England, the college never formally affiliated with a specific religious denomination. Under President Pusey, 1953-71, Harvard undertook what was then the largest fundraising campaign in the history of American higher education. The $82.5 million program for Harvard College. The program strengthened faculty salaries, broadened student aid, created new professorships, and expanded Harvard's physical facilities. A similar but greatly expanded fundraising effort, the Harvard Campaign, 1979-84, was conducted under the leadership of Derek Bok, 1971-91, and raised $356 million by the end of 1984. Neil L. Rudenstein took office as Harvard's 26th president in 1991 as part of an overall effort to achieve greater coordination among the university's schools and faculties. Rudenstein set in motion an intensive process of university-wide academic planning intended to identify some of Harvard's main intellectual and programmatic priorities. Those have become an integral part of the current 5-year capital campaign. In addition, Rudenstein has stressed the university's commitment to excellence in undergraduate education, the importance of keeping Harvard's doors open to students from across the economic spectrum, the task of adapting the research university to an era of both rapid information growth and serious financial constraints, and the challenge of living together in a diverse community committed to freedom of expression.